You should talk about the schools a little bit.
Huh?
Can you should talk about the schools a little bit?
Well,
and like, you know, like when they integrated it, and you know, like when you was up there.
Yes, the first time I went, I was substituting for check it upstairs, and Mary McLeod was right across the hall, and that's when all the white folks gathered over there on that tree at the grammar school, and of course, everybody, that's the first day the black society is coming in. And several people, it was two white men, I never did see the face. They went up and down them steps. They'd go up one side and down the other side, just kept everybody nervous. And but it wasn't any trouble. All the teachers, I think, were nervous because we had, I believe it was three, Mary McLeod and the teacher out there in the annex.
Miss Sanders?
Huh?
Miss Sanders?
Yeah. And it wasn't over two or three, I can't remember. They had another, I never didn't know her name. She taught spelling and something, and the children couldn't understand her so bad they let her go. They could not, and they had people to go in there, like from Talladega office, the Board of Education. Mm-hmm. They had people to go over there and sit and observe her, and the children could not pronounce anything, that they couldn't understand her. So at Christmas they had to let her go, but it was never any like mob or nothing. But of course the first 2 or 3 days everybody was nervous. And
we get along with people over here, don't we?
Huh?
We get along with people around here.
Well, you know, as a rule, Alan, I'll say I've been here a long time. The white folks and the black folks have always got along.
Yeah, we don't.
If you hear of any disturbance, it's down in the bottom at the ball game. That's where it starts. And sometimes it spreads on up to about where Bo Brooks' store used to be. But the black folks and the white folks here in Lincoln.
Yeah,
Now, one black boy broke in the Baptist parsonage one time and stole her necklace. She didn't have any gold things no more than I got the gold. And I sure don't have any gold. But he stole a necklace she had. Had a very, very little tiny chip diamond in it. And so I have always been glad. That's in school, I think that's why I got along as well as I did. Because I walked in a school room one morning, it was about 10 or 10:30, and they hadn't called me. I had to dress, and I got up there and I got my zipper hung, and I had to get Jean Pope was sitting in that room. She said, "Oh, I am so glad to see you." I said, "I don't know whether you are or not." I said, "See if you can zip my dress up." And when I went in that door, the children, they knew I wasn't going to put up with it. They hollered, "Boo!" It just as loud as they could. I looked at them real hard. I turned around. I had to put my purse in the chair. I picked up my pocketbook and I left. And when I went out, I slammed that door so hard that the other three teachers upstairs come out. And they said, "What's the matter?" I said, "Do y'all want to teach this class today?" I said, they are nothing but the most abrupt, cruel young people I believe I've ever seen. I went back in there. There's one boy in there. The little ones from around Easter Boga, they were all good football players. And the sister to him, she was smart. She made all A's. And when I went out of there, when I said, I told y'all Miss Mitchell is mad. We don't care. But when I went back, I shut the door. I just sold my pocketbook in the chair. And I looked at them real hard. I just went like that. And they got real quiet. I said, let me tell you something. I said, where do y'all live? Surely y'all don't live around Lincoln. I know you don't live around Lincoln. You have been coming to school up here long enough to know how to conduct yourself in a classroom. And I said, I got something else I want to tell you. It was about 10:30, and I didn't know beans from my foot about what they were doing or what. And half the time, the teachers wouldn't leave their preparation book, you know, where I could get it. And I said, let me tell you something. I said, how would you like for somebody, your mother, to come in this room and your class do her like y'all do me? How would you like that? I wouldn't like it. I'd bop somebody's head. I said, that's exactly the way I felt. I said, I didn't call up here and ask could I come up here. But I said, listen, my friends, I'm up here and I'm going to stay all day. I'm going to stay till 3 o'clock. And I said, how would you love for somebody to treat your mother like that? And so I just, that's the way I used to whip them. But anyway, that's the only time they ever. One day, it was way up in the morning, around 11 o'clock. The senior class, Alan, I went up there. It was way late. And I went up there. I didn't know where to start. And I said, It wasn't but one student in that class, big class, that had pencil and paper. One. I made them put up and borrow it. I went to the special class was up there then. And I went in that borrowed enough pencils for them. I said, y'all gonna do something. You're not gonna sit up here and look at me and not do something. And I said, close your books. And I took their Democracy, what was the name of that book? I just took that textbook and I gave them words like government and population, and there weren't no hard words. Do you know how many in that class made 100? One. And so, honey, that spread all over that high school before dinner. Every teacher I saw, I heard what y'all got into. I said, it's ridiculous. Everybody ought to know how to spell government, but religion? I said, how y'all think when you finish high school, you gonna walk into a new place and they gonna hire you? I said, you got another thing coming. Because I said, if you can't spell, I said, you sure can't work for nobody. And I just give them just a pure good love talking to them. But one girl made 100. They couldn't even cheat and make 100. Now, you know, all of them couldn't see her paper. I know them around us got some off her paper. I said, y'all can't even cheat and make 100. But I said, I hope and pray you all will get you a spelling book. I say, you live in the best country in the whole wide world. We are blessed. I say, we have the best all round weather. We don't have a lot of snows, and we haven't had a lot of tornadoes. And I say, you all can't spell democracy. And they couldn't. But honey, it went all over that high school. Every place they went to, they told it. But I always had, I couldn't, of course, they had, the first black teacher they hired was a man from Talladega College. And he came up there. And he taught. Out there in the annex, what's that? He used to be a preacher. He taught out there. What's his name? He had an operation while he was teaching up there. I don't know who he worked for then. Government. It was something government. And so they, I felt like, what's his name? Anyway, I felt like, I said, you all need to learn how to spell. I said, that's very important. You may turn in a paper and you may know, but if you can't spell any of the words, I said, that counts off against you. But I enjoyed and I got real close. One of the girls was in the office for discipline one day, and I went in there. She said, "Oh, Miss Mitchell, I'm so glad to see you." And I said, "Why?" She said, "I've got to take 3 licks." And she said, "I want you to give them." I said, "No, honey, I'm not going to do that." Of course, I wasn't allowed to do that. I wouldn't have done it if I was allowed to do it. But I said, "Honey, you've gone to school 12 years, and school was nearly out that year." I said, "You have gone to school 12 years, and you're just not getting in trouble. It wasn't anything bad." And she said, "They sent me in here," and I said, if I gave you a lick, when your mama got home, she'd have to thank you with my curriculum. Man, she got to look at you like, but I didn't. You know, I think they could have had some other punishment for the girls than that board. I didn't think. They used to have a room up the alley, had a light in it, and they had it fixed up where it was cool in there, and they could close the door. And when your grades were bad and you got in trouble, you went in there and you stayed all day long. They let you go to the restroom. They let you get a drink of water. You went to lunch when your class went to lunch. And that did more good in Lincoln, Alabama than any punishment they ever had up there. And nobody, and do you know, the parents got hot and complained about it so till they done away with it. Yet they don't want to give them 3 licks. Well, how in the world can you raise children if you don't have some way of saying no and yes and mean it?
Mm-hmm.
But now, I didn't think the girls always took 3 licks. They could have made the girls do something else. I never did, but I never did. It wasn't, I never was asked, and I never said anything about it. But that putting them in that room and making them work all day, they worked all day. And the classes that, you know, as they changed classes, that teacher would send them some work to do. And they brought the grade up. But, you know, the parents had a fit, and they didn't like it. But non-people, I like Mr. Cox. I like Mr. Cox. We got along just fine. Well, I had no reason not to like him, because he was satisfied with